Miracle Whip
and
salsa, extra hot salsa.
Paint?
Paint,
right?
Yes. Finger paints. That was when we were being kind to them.
And
when we smeared them with finger paints.
And the jelly from the gefilte fish.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going, Joe?
I've got a bag of rotten fish heads, and it stinks.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Boy, it reminds me of that commercial, it. Gee, your hair smells terrific.
Somebody grab a fish head and see if it breaks apart.
Man, oh, man.
Grab a fish head and see if it breaks apart.
Wow. you could drag all of these people like in back of a boat, and it would be like a scene from Jaws.
This was no boating accident.
You could chum with these people.
You know, everybody is just, look at, which chick is that? I forget. Is it Elizabeth?
Still smiling and accepting
Aaron,
her torture.
Is it Aaron that almost looks like she's out there doing a Clairol commercial?
Yeah.
Like she's got the hair going up.
And Aaron's totally into it.
She's got just all that junk in her hair. And Joe, what
Aaron's totally into it.
What are you passing out now, Joe?
Still? Passing out the rotten fish.
I forgot the rotten fish.
Speaking of passing out, I think you guys are doing a good job that you're not passing out.
You know
how are you doing over there, seriously? Because I'm looking at you, and I'm seeing that I know. Never spoil the facade.
Okay.
Strong as bull, Mike.
I know. Strong as bull.
It would make their hair shiny.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Joe.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, rub in your fish head.
You fish head. He gets the fish head.
Now 10 people are out there.
Come on, vigorously. I see Butch is doing a great job. He might be going to Vegas. Jesse's combing her hair with her fish head.
Joe, our salesman.
That looks good out there.
Yeah.
Buzz, it's starting
a lot of them are applying the fish head almost like roll-on.
Yeah, well, that's the way you got to do it with fish head.
I didn't know. I've never done it.
Well, Rob, that's the way you do it when you're running a fish head through your hair.
Somebody get out some more coon urine out there.
You don't need eggs yet?
I've got it.
No, eggs first.
Eggs first.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Make yourself an omelet on your head.
Speaking of all this smell, have you seen the pictures of Saddam in his underpants?
Yeah, and it seems to me it's pretty stupid.
It's not a segue that I wanted to get to. I just want to mention it's on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Saddam Hussein wearing his underpants.
Been working out.
Hey,
he's got his briefs on.
What, Joe?
Stephanie's propped her fish head in her hair. Now, that's bonus point.
That's wonderful.
Now, Stephanie does, I'm looking at her, she does get extra points because she's actually wearing her dead fish head as a decorative item like Carmen Miranda or somebody.
Well, she looks a lot like Kate Pearson from the B-52s.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, the one guy's using it as a comb, right?
I have go ahead, Buzz, or eggs.
Eggs.
And I think the eggs, they should do one at a time, don't you?
Yeah.
Shells and all.
Everything. Right. Let's get some eggs going. Oh, and let's take some calls if anybody's driving by here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
Hey, is this Don?
Yeah, and Mike. Hello.
Hey, I know you. Hello?
Yes.
I know you don't like ideas or suggestions, but too
That's
bad.
A very observant statement, sir.
Thank
we
you.
Don't like ideas or suggestions.
Just hold on now.
Hold on, Joe's doing something now. What
too
are you doing,
bad.
Joe? What are you doing, Joe?
Everybody's got an egg.
Okay, smash them over your heads.
Smash him in your head.
There you go.
Joe laughed. You hear the Joe laugh? All right, helper, what did you want to offer up here?
Contestants outside, too bad you can't put them all in a walk-in closet somewhere for the next break.
Okay, thank you very much.
Like those three women you got in yours.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Just dying to get out.
Hello.
Yeah, you know what? If they rub Vicks under their nose in the studio, they won't smell that smell, just like in Silence of the Lambs.
Really? Just like in Silence of the Lambs?
Seriously.
All right, well, somebody get me some Vicks. I'll come back over there. How is it? Is it any better?
It is.
No, it's not. I'm looking at Don. It's not. Oh, my God.
It smells like a daisy.
Yeah, if you go near a daisy, it smells like that. Call the hospital.
Hospital.
And, Buzz, I'm monopolizing your microphone. How do you like having a visitor?
Oh, I think it's great. You should drop by more often.
Don is 10 feet away from the mic. Are you getting ready to boot?
Don't.
Are you getting ready to yak yak?
Mouth breathing.
Do the baby wipe. Give him another baby wipe to breathe through.
I can toss you a box of matches. It helps.
I have no baby wipes.
Buzz, you want to bring a candle over there?
No.
Buzz says no.
Get the coon urine. Coon urine. Get the coon urine. Losing consciousness.
Baby.
Unable to function due to coon urine smell. I can't stand it. How can these people stand it in their hair?
Somebody told me outside that the coon urine is used, that hunters actually put it on themselves.
It's true.
When they're out hunting.
It's so deer aren't going to be scared away by the human smell.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Don. This is John from Ocean City.
Hi there, Johnny.
I wonder how many people came down there by bus.
That's funny. We'll just have to speculate on that one.
Thank you, my friend. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Do not get into my cab.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mike. Now you've taken over Buzz's studio and totally destroyed him. Be careful, because you may have a heart attack tomorrow.
Yes, I took over his studio once.
But you could dock the tape. Totally destroyed his news. Hello, Don and Mike.
I don't spit on Buzz's mic.
Hello.
Yeah, I just want to make a suggestion.
Let me remind you.
Yeah.
That for every germ you give,
I know.
Don't forget you're getting.
I know. Okay?
You know, for every time that you put your
right.
like your tongue on Buzz's microphone cover, don't forget.
I know.
Not only are you giving him what you've got, you're getting what he's got.
I'm a giving broadcaster.
And you're being with everyone he's ever been with.
I know. Yeah. Terrible.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I think a blender would really broaden your horizons with this whole game.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, right. Thanks,
Mr. Helper.
Thank you.
You know, you come over here and urine central.
I wonder what he should put in a blender.
Don and Mike Show.
Don, is that coon urine another name for a black man's sweat?
Now stop that. Behave yourself.
I don't even get that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don Mike.
What do you mean you don't get it? You wrote it.
I know.
Kidding.
I didn't like his delivery.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey, Don Mike.
I got news for you.
They're worse. I got to get back over there.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, I got something for you.
Yeah, what's that?
Something for your contestants.
What's that, sir?
How about some chewing tobacco chew? I got a whole bottle of it.
Oh, the spit.
Oh, the
spit. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. No.
It's also got my morning lung butter in it.
Oh dear.
Okay. Oh. Joe, what do you got out there now?
Well, I got some coleslaw and I got coon urine.
All right, let's go with the coon urine first.
All the makings for a great picnic.
Absolutely.
I grab a handful of coleslaw and I spray the coon urine in the coleslaw.
Take coon urine, coleslaw, Kraft baby marshmallows, caramels, and serve. A refreshing summer treat.
Not too from... big. I mean, not that much.
I thought by now some of these people would have dropped out of this competition.
Mix lime jello with pear slices, baby marshmallows, and a spritz of coon urine. A delicious holiday favorite from Kraft.
Right, everybody is outside with Joe. They're all wearing their ponchos. They're all wearing their goggles.
I thank God for this sanctuary.
The hair looks a lot like Ed Grimley now with all of them going in 8,000 different directions.
Coon urine, I must say.
You're awesome.
Now I get to say something.
Coon urine in the coleslaw now.
Joe has distributed the coleslaw.
Now look at the girl on the end. Is that Erin? The one that's got the fish head in her hair?
Yeah, the one that's dancing?
She's actually out there dancing, enjoying this.
They're all hearty stock. They are. You know, it's hearty souls that participate in these games.
But that girl Erin seems to be the one that's like the most in control with this.
The caller asked if they came by bus. Perhaps she came by short bus. She's having a heck of a time.
Now, she came by orderly.
All right, now Joe has just taken.
Now everybody smell it. How's it smell? Are you ready?
Look at that urine on there. Okay, go ahead.
Rub it in.
It's coleslaw.
And kudos to Joe Ardinger, the Willy Wonka of backyard stunts.
Rub it in
yourselves now. Now lick it. Grab it.
Now that was, Joe, that was a handful of coleslaw that had been spritzed with the urine?
Not just
the
spritzed.
The coon urine?
Soaked.
Oh, soaked.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got to tell you something. Again, it's the chick on the end.
Yeah, who's what's her name, Joe?
Is it Stephanie?
Yeah.
You got to tell those other contestants right now that Stephanie looks like the winner because
she looks like the winner. So
Stephanie is the one that's out there. She's actually continually smearing and playing with her hair.
Absolutely,
hey,
the one that's
Bob
thrown
Skin.
Herself into is Bob Skin here.
Yes, he's out. Well, he's out there and. Oh, he's taking pictures with his camera.
Oh, that's for the lawsuit later.
Uh-oh. Erin wants more urine. She's going for more urine.
All right, give. Listen, and that's a great way for her to win this competition.
Yeah.
The more the more coon urine. It's still horrible over there, isn't it?
I got a good idea here, all right? What do you got? I got a 3-day-old dead rabbit in the back of my truck right now. No.
Listeners are showing up.
With treats.
And how is it that you'd have
a three-day-old
dead rabbit? Were you just waiting for the weekend?
Yeah, who knows? Watch, tell Jeffrey Dahmer just to take a seat over to the side.
You never know when it's going to come in. That's too funny. The guy's
everybody back on the sidewalk.
I got a 3-day-old dead rabbit in my car.
I don't know what to do with it. We was going to eat it for supper tonight, but it's terrible. There's Bob. Hi, Bob.
Bob's the landlord.
But whoever,
sorry,
he loves this business. You know what? It's great fertilizer.
He loves his shrubs.
No,
although that guy who has the dead rabbit, I'd like to congratulate his girlfriend on being pregnant.
You know the
the rabbit death.
The girl that's playing with her hair like she's in the shampoo commercial,
right?
Stephanie.
I hate to keep focusing attention on her.
Are you saying she's going to be the winner based totally on her throwing herself into the competition?
I don't know if you've been watching all of this.
I can't see. I'm seeing double.
She has been out there the entire time, dancing, gyrating, no matter what it is.
Still fondling, even as we speak. Yeah.
So basically on the merit of her enthusiasm?
I would have to say, that's just my opinion. Just one schmuck's opinion.
Hi, Bethann.
See, they can't hear us out there, so they right. cannot hear us critiquing them.
And no one else seems to be even moderately enjoying themselves, and Stephanie looks like it's
she's
Christmas
still dancing.
Yeah.
She's still dancing.
And John Norman looks like he's about to pass out.
Put John on the phone. Joe, would you put John on the phone?
I was just told that Stephanie arrived at 2 p.m. today.
She was the first person here?
She was the first person here.
Hey, John.
What's up, Doc?
Now, listen, these people can't hear us out there, right?
What's up?
Right.
Okay. I've been noticing that Stephanie, the chick on the left, she's been into this the whole time. She's dancing. She's really doing the smear factor.
Yes, she is.
And is there anybody out there that's in her category as far as enthusiasm?
Actually, Aaron's pretty enthusiastic down here on the other end, and I would say Butch is fairly enthusiastic as well, but I think Stephanie takes the cake.
All right, so the three would be...
You want to have a drawing with the three finalists?
I think that there should be one more challenge for the three finalists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly what it would be yet.
What would it be?
Don't know what it would be. Because we're almost out of Cunha, aren't we?
I get the impression that Butch might have been doing this anyway today.
In his basement.
Or...
Mom!
In his living room.
Right. Now, as I look at him from left to right, okay, you got... There's Stephanie number one, again, like she's in a commercial. Then guy number two is not touching his hair. Guy number three is not touching it. Butch is kind of playing with it. Guy number four is just dabbing it. Guy five's not. Guy six is scratching. The woman's not.
Fish head.
A what?
Number six is rubbing a fish head into it.
Rubbing a fish head
there
into it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Rubbing a fish head into it. Oh, they're all, you know.